One More Turn. Episode 1207. Shine a Light.
Wake up, Hudson. You'll have an eternity to sleep soon enough. Your parents will wait.
Reese? Why are you here? Where is... Wait, why would you bring them up?
What people often forget first is their loved one's voice. You're afraid you've lost theirs.
How would you know that?
I know everything you know.
You're not actually Reese.
You're not actually wrong.
You're not a voice changer.
You're not a detective, as hard as you're trying. Think Acme Smith will take you back?
Even if they would, why would I... Ugh, you're not real.
What is real? Well, for you, it's this, for now.
Meaning?
Meaning you have a choice to make.
I choose not to have this conversation.
Not the reaction I was expecting. But then again, we don't know each other that well.
You shouldn't be here. You're not dead.
Now that's the reaction I was expecting.
What is the point of this? Why is my mind conjuring you right now? Here, wherever...
You've never been this seriously injured before? Your mortal self is unconscious.
Why are you speaking like you've just come from the afterlife?
This visit is about you, but I must insist you not refer to the eternity as afterlife. Those who have passed on are alive in a sense. You cannot appreciate or comprehend.
Okay. Why are you pretending like you come here from, eternity?
Is this what you would miss most about me if I was to pass before you? A chance to argue?
If what you're telling me about my condition is true, then my time in this, whatever this is, space is limited. So get to the point.
You and your points. That sounds like you. I came because I sensed you needed me.
Need you? I'm not even certain who you are. You can't be in two places at once, so...
Who are you? Indeed, am I. To say where I can and cannot be. Get it? I'm you.
Ingston got in that punch I saw him leaning into, didn't he?
Asking questions you know the answers to would make a lawyer proud.
Badly enough that doctors are fighting to save my life.
Who are working harder than you in the moment, to do just that? You know why. You hang in the balance between this life and the next. If you want to stay, you need to accept what you've been so quick to dismiss.
I don't know what your...
The flashbacks? The nightmares?
I'm not listening to this.
The ever-growing anxiety, difficulty sleeping, depression...
The longer you live, the more you experience to have anxiety creep up and knock you on your ass. That is depressing, but not depression. As you get older, sleep...
This is not about being woken up by your bladder to urinate, Hudson.
Urinate. A word choice Reese would not make. Maybe you're not her.
You told Garrison the reason One More Turn Solution keeps losing clients is because Acme Smith is taking them away. You implied Acme Smith pulls them away, when in fact it's because you're pushing them. Before you say you aren't able to give them the attention that they need is because of the tax credit Carson settled you with. You must realize this slide began before that. Years, even.
Why would you think Acme Smith would want me back if... Just stop talking!
6, to be exact. Carson's even taken responsibility for that audit now, so you can't...
If you want me to stay here, you need to...
You blocked out part of your memory of the day Caden died so well that it put you in a dissociated state. You only spoke of it to the paramedic who tended him. You had to tell someone in that moment, and he was the closest.
Then I saw him at Caden's funeral, standing at the back.
Yes. Then, as sure as Riley brought you Caden into your life, she really brought that guy into it too. She convinced you he was the man to run against Pedro, against Avery, in the last mayoral election. You even helped convince Evelyn to drop out and back him. Yes, he. The only one besides yourself who knows you saw Caden in that fateful moment.
That's enough.
Crossing the street, talking on his cell phone, to Riley, no less, as you would learn.
That's enough.
Falling to the ground, not getting back up.
Oh, I hit you. Why did that hurt me? Me!
I'm not who I look and sound like in this moment, remember?
Okay, you mentioned nightmares. Most people dream, and most people get them.
That nightmare is not fantasy. It's reality. Your reality. You were sitting at a table by the window in that restaurant. One that you've never been back to. Don't try to make it about your preference between highlands and lowlands of this town. You sat facing the street that day. Caleb has back to it. You saw Caden behind him before the crash.
We all have flashbacks.
Absolute statements are absolutely problematic, Huston.
Those are Reese's words. I thought you were trying to convince me you aren't her.
She didn't. But she said them to you, so I know them too. You do get that right. I also know you sweat, tremble, get nauseous anytime you hear a loud bang, or even see a flash of light reflecting off steel. Caden's accident happened in broad daylight, after all. You can't hide from anyone, not even me. Which means, not even yourself.
What is all this verbiage accomplishing? Well, parts of speech, why are verbs used to represent the entirety of language here anyway?
You don't gamble because Caleb did. You don't drink because Carson did. You don't smoke because Gary did. Does, vaping anyway. As Bella suspects. She lusts, anger is Avery's thing, Evelyn's is vanity, Riley's is sloth, greed has his teeth into Barry and Kingston, and Caden was arrogant. Nora is leading into gluttony, apparently. Fascinating.
Fascinating is something Caden would have said. Stop it.
Jacob's vice was biting his nails, and then there's Pedro and caffeine.
You forgot Max.
No one just forgets Max. His vice is simple and complicated. Being a pushover.
What is yours? Reese's.
Envy. Yours has always been and continues to be pride. Time to set it aside.
Don't rhyme at me.
You've lost others in your life since Caden. Caleb, Gary, Jacob, Carson, Boomeranged, and even Riley. But none of these others carried it with such a traumatic event you won't even treat. The next time you see me in this space, there won't be any coming back from it. It will be sooner rather than later at this rate, and we'll only be able to look back on this moment with regret. Is that really the, well, legacy you want to carry into eternity?
One More Turn. Written and created by Daniel Dan Q. Quick. Edited by Dark Cloud. Directed and produced by Daniel Dan Q. Quick. Characters in order of appearance. Reese, voiced by Alia Kalina Rades. Hudson, voiced by Daniel Dan Q. Quick. Sounds courtesy of freesound.org. Music by Kevin MacLeod. Voiceover by Sedwick. Visit the One More Turn website at onemoreturn.net. Copyright Civilized Communication at civcom.net. on the next episode of One More Turn.
Not everything is about you?
Really now?
Did you make any effort to say goodbye to any of them yourself?
They left. They chose to. That's on them.
If you cared so much for them, why didn't you make an effort to say goodbye regardless?